The upcoming version of ASP.NET Web Forms introduces a number of improvements to data binding. The most significant of these is model binding. In this example, I want to show some data using a grid view. Previously, this required either explicitly setting the grid view's data source property and calling its data bind method from my code behind, or using one of the many data source controls. While both of these approaches work, they each have limitations that can be hard to overcome. With model binding, I can use the select method property to tell the grid view which method to call to retrieve its data. Then in my code behind, I can implement that method, returning an iQueryable. Here, I'm using Entity Framework code first and link to build that query that I return. This method could also be on another class. At runtime, the grid view can further manipulate the returned iQueryable to satisfy the current user interface state. For example, limiting the results to the currently selected page, or sorting by the chosen column. ¶¶